This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Today is usually tax day, but the IRS says you don't need to have your tax forms in until Monday. The most important date is Tax Freedom Day. That is the day when your tax burden is lifted. It is calculated by dividing the official government tally of all taxes collected in each year by the amount of all income earned in each year. Put another way, it is when you are no longer working for the government, but you're now working for yourself and your family. This year, Tax Freedom Day occurs on April 18th. And remember, this is an average. Citizens in Louisiana already have had their Tax Freedom Day. Citizens in New York have to wait until the middle of May for their Tax Freedom Day. Let me also add that Americans will pay more in taxes than they will spend on food, clothing, and housing combined. There is one more date worth mentioning. It's called the Cost of Government Day. This is the date on which the average American is paid his share of the financial burden imposed by the spending and regulation that occurs on the federal, state, and local levels. That day occurs a few days after the 4th of July. This date is a little less precise since it is difficult to calculate all the cost of government regulations. Even so, the Cost of Government Day really puts things in perspective. It takes a little more than half of the year to finally get government off your back so that you can begin to earn a living for you and your family. Both of these dates help us realize what is happening around us. There is a cost, but we often don't see it. Our taxes are withheld from each paycheck, so we often don't think about what we are paying. And since the cost of most regulations is hidden, we don't see those costs either. But imagine if we had to pay all our taxes in one lump sum. You could bet there would be an outcry. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.